This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves because, well, that's what we do with Free Talk Live. We call it Free Talk Live for a reason, and you are free to call in. Between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we're here pretty much every day of the year. The telephone number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Jay and Michael.
855-450-3733. Jay, you seem to be kind of wound up about this, what, the Federal Reserve losing control of, I don't know, the rates and that kind of thing?
Well, I would say it would be the Federal Reserve influencing control of rates and everything is what I've been wound up about for years. And what's happening now is, and I forgot my show notes because I didn't go home before the show, but what's happening now is there's this repo scam. So repo is an acronym. I kind of forget what it means, but it's basically banks need to have a certain amount of money, cash in reserve to close the books every night. So in the repo stuff, the repo scheme, I'm going to call it. It's not a scam. It's just a scheme. Well, it's all kind of a scheme. A scam. The banks don't have enough cash to lend one another. So what's been happening is the Federal Reserve has been injecting $75 billion. That's a billion with a B. $75 billion every night for like a week or something, or maybe even 10 days now, into this repo scheme because, well, all the banks are insolvent is really the bottom line, and they've been insolvent for a long time. And these banks aren't meeting their reserves, and because they're not meeting their reserves, these repo rates went to 10%. It's like overnight lending, to where you can just go to what's called like the clearance window or clearance desk or clearinghouse, I guess, is some kind of thing where the Federal Reserve directly lends to these banks for like 1.752% in this overnight lending.
What I'm seeing here from Markets.BusinessInsider.com is the Fed pumps another $105 billion into markets, continuing a streak of capital injections. The Federal Reserve on Tuesday sold $105 billion in market repurchase agreements. That sounds like repo, or repos, in a continued effort to calm money markets and bring interest rates within its intended range. The bank offered $75 billion in repos expiring overnight and $30 billion in repos expiring in 14 days. Banks bid for more than was available for each repo, signaling strong demand for the government-backed asset. The bank began a streak, that would be the Federal Reserve, began a streak of repo offerings last week, marking the first time each assets were sold since the 2008 financial crisis. The central bank said the offerings would continue through early October. Everything's fine here, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing to see. The last time this happened was when we had the Great Recession, the financial crisis, which has defined a generation. But have you heard anything about this in the news? No. Donald Trump had a conversation with the Ukrainian prime minister or whatever, and this is really important.
Yeah, more important than Donald Trump sending troops to, the Middle East to go, blow up some stuff for the Saudi royal prince. And also more important than just more and more evidence coming out every day that all the banks are solvent. I mean, insolvent. But they should be. I mean, literally since 1971, the world has been under an entire fiat money system, which has never, ever happened in history before 1971.
Yeah, there have been fiat currencies in, certain countries. The United States had a fiat currency called the greenback during the Civil War because, Lincoln needed to be able to pay people. But what I would say is sort of a defining feature is that we the citizenry have never been so tricked for so long. So a dollar in 1970, or whenever the time frame was that they switched over, looked pretty much the same as a dollar does now. And you know, it was backed by a certain amount of currency and that kind of thing.
Well, an ounce of silver was about $1.60 in 1971. Today, an ounce of silver is, you know, somewhere around $18, which I think it is horribly undervalued, considering how in, what, 2009-ish, 2010, it almost cracked 50. And I was just talking to Silver Dave a little bit this morning about this, and I'm like, Dave, ready for $100 silver? He's like, oh, man, I can feel it, because we just got, I mean, the yield curve has been inverted for, like, I don't know, 115 days as of a few days ago, and the last time it did that was,
what,
like, 2008.
What that means is that short-term lending rates are higher than long-term lending rates. Now, everybody understands that this is dumb and doesn't make any sense, because if you want to borrow money for a short period of time, it should cost you less than borrowing money for a long period of time, right? The cost of money, as they call it. The cost of money should be based on term, interest rate, and these sorts of things. The Federal Reserve sets interest rates, but it sets one rate, and then other banks, you know, banks are, you know, figuring that stuff out. Right now, we've got a weird situation, and weird, when you're talking about the financial system, isn't good.
And yield inverted yield curve, I'm talking about specifically, is 30-year Treasury bonds versus 10-year Treasury bonds.
So basically, I thought this was like the overnight rate versus...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I kind of like jumped around on you a little bit there, Mark. So,
well, we have an expert on the line here.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Good.
Advertiser and friend of the show, Tim Pichote, the Liberty Advisor. And, Tim, can you clear some of this up for us, exactly what's going on with the Fed and the repo rate?
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, what's going on right now is just kind of quick recap. So, I mean, the day after the, you know, supposed Iran-Saudi oil strike, the price of oil went up 20%. My guess is that, this is speculation, is that some of the banks probably were on the wrong side of that trade. They didn't have enough money to then meet their overnight demands. And then they found themselves in the situation where some banks were paying 10% to borrow money overnight. Now, there's a couple different ways that...
And this is the problem with banks. You know, at some point or another, there was some rule that said that consumer banks could not participate in sort of markets and do investments. Like, you could be an investment bank or you could be a consumer bank, but you couldn't do both.
Yeah, and that's actually a little bit different. So this was, so that is Glass-Steagall Act, and I actually did like an entire presentation on that. It's about 25 minutes long that breaks all that down. And
where does one find it?
That was, you know, it's on my YouTube channel, which is a brand new, because I just got everything up there, and BitChute.
So you just look for Liberty Advisor on YouTube? Glass-Steagall?
Yeah, both of them. Also a BitChute / the Liberty Advisor, and it's one on it's about Bill Clinton, because it was during the Clinton administration when they all the presidents so far have had economic smackdown videos, so I'm equal opportunity smackdowner. But yeah, the one on that was probably one of the best ones I've ever done, breaking down the Glass-Steagall Act. But without getting too sidetracked on Glass-Steagall, because that's its own whole separate beast, what banks were doing is you have to have a certain amount of money that are in reserves, and I think it's 10%. And so if the bank has, let's say one bank has 9% and the other bank has 11, then what they'll do is they'll usually then the bank that has 11 will give one to the other bank, and then they'll be everything will be all good.
Now, this is the fractional reserve lending thing, that basically banks must have a percentage, and you're saying 10% of the assets they have loaned out, they must have those sort of held in reserve. And if they don't have it, they got to borrow, right?
Yeah, and so the actual Fed funds rate that everybody talks about, the big rate that you hear about all the time, the only thing that technically indicates is if you go to what the Fed has something called the discount window, where you can borrow money directly from the Fed. But nobody ever wants to go there as one institution, because then it's sort of like saying, well, every other bank out there said that they wouldn't even lend money to us overnight. And then how confident do you think the depositors of that bank would be? They would be terrified and they'd yank all the money. So no bank wants to go to the Fed to borrow money. So what the Fed does is they give everybody an easy way out, and they say, we're just going to let everybody borrow money from us. So then that way there's no transparency. We don't actually know who the bad actors in the system are.
Tim, could you hold on for just a second here? The number 855-450-3733. Are we seeing the start of a new recession, depression? I don't know what it is. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talking about the Federal Reserve and some indications of a perhaps not so trustworthy marketplace. I don't know whether there's a recession coming or not, or you know, nobody can predict the future, but some weird things are happening. And if you find these things weird, then maybe you want to go and put a little money in some Bitcoin or maybe some gold and silver. Whatever it is, you know, you need to start looking around. And one good place to start checking on cryptocurrencies is Bitcoin.com. They have the getting started section, which will tell you how to, you know, what cryptocurrency is, how to hold it. They will sell it to you. They actually have they have the ability to buy it right there with a credit card. And also, if you want to acquire some without, you know, people necessarily knowing that you've gotten it, your bank or those kind of folks, then you can go to local.bitcoin.com. You get all the best news at news.bitcoin.com. It's a big, robust site, and they've got a lot of information over there. Bitcoin.com.
And Bitcoin Cash, looks like a lot of the cryptos are on sale right now. You know, $8,400 Bitcoin, $223 Bitcoin Cash, so I think now's a good time to get in.
Yeah, people have said the same thing. I got an email today that's called Cryptocurrency on Sale. So Bitcoin.com.
I think Bitcoin plays into what we're talking about with the Fed. And just completely wasting money and printing it as they do.
Great.
So Bitcoin was kind of born out of this thing the first time it happened.
Let's go back to the Liberty Advisor. Here's on the line, Tim Pachote. Tim, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Excellent. Hey. So should I be worried that the banks across America are borrowing something like $100 billion every day in order to sort of keep their reserves? I mean, has there basically been a run on banks?
Now, I don't want to, you know, downplay this too much, but that $100 billion a day is technically, it's sort of like the same money being recycled every day. So,
sure.
You know, over the course of 4 days, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, $400 billion was injected into the market. Well, it's like if I borrow $10 from you and then, at night and then in the morning I give you $10 and a penny, and then later that night I'm like, hey, Mark, can I borrow another $10? And so it's the
right.
Same. In this case, well, but they keep upping the amount. So, I mean, just last week it started off at either 50 or 53 billion. I think it was $53 billion. And then it quickly got up to 75. Now, then they did some other thing where they had, like a 2-week loan, and then they ended up upping that amount dramatically as well. So,
isn't 75 billion like the stated max that they could do? I thought I had heard.
Actually, right now I'm on the NewYorkFed.org website, and actually, as of tomorrow night, it's going to be $100 billion overnight. So it's gone from $53 billion to $100.
So they raised the lending cap. It's just what the government does when it needs more money. It's just raise the cap, and banks basically, the Federal Reserve is quasi-governmental, and banks are basically franchises of the Federal Reserve. So, you know, it's all one big, dirty little system. And it's not them that are going to get screwed, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a problem that banks have. This is a problem that you have.
Yeah, inflation.
Remember who was too big to fail.
Inflation doesn't hurt the elite at the top. It hurts us working folks. It really hurts people on fixed incomes, like you're retired and you're elderly and whatnot. And you know, that is the least painful symptom of all this stuff is going to be inflation. I'm sure Tim could tell us what's going to be much more painful coming from banks doing things like this.
Well, this isn't inflation, is it, Tim? This is just indications of a problem, right?
Well, I mean, they did change the definition of inflation. It used to be printing money, and then they changed it to. And what I would recommend is if anyone wants to text the number 71441 and text the term informed, you'll get a free copy of my book called How It's Rigged. Because all this market, you had talked earlier about, well, I don't know if there's going to be another recession. Well, there might not ever be another recession, because if you just print another $1 trillion to go bomb Iran or Iraq or whatever boogeyman's out there today, then the definition of a recession is having two negative quarters of GDP. So if you print $1 trillion and then it's injected into the economy to go bomb somebody, well, then now you could stave off having a recession, even though everybody is worse off, especially the people being bombed. And then you got to tie into, well, how do you get the GDP number? You take what the you take what the GDP is, then you minus the inflation. Well, if the GDP grew at 4% and inflation's 2, well, then the GDP grew at 2%. But what if the real inflation is really 6% and the economy is growing at 4? Well, then we're at -2. And that is basically what's been going on the past 10 years, is that they've rigged the, you know, the numerator and denominators and how you calculate these numbers. And then they rig the inflation number by, you know, there's a million ways to do that. Or, you know, if, like, so, let's say an iPhone was, last year was $1,000 and now it's $1,200. We all know that's a 20% increase, but maybe now the government will say, well, hey, the new iPhones, you know, the battery lasts 50% more. So actually there's a 20% decrease in inflation, even though the price of everything went up. Or, you know, you used to buy, you know, a steak and now you're buying hot dogs. You know, they substitute that price in. And there's so many different ways that they do this. I would just go read the book. It's only 17 pages.
Right. None of us are, you know, falling all over ourselves to read the Federal Reserve stuff when it's released as far as inflation rates and these kind of things. And it's not the rate that matters. It's how they calculated the rate. And, you know, they never tell you that. And so the number to text to is 71441.
Yep. And then if you just type in informed, you get the ebook.
So text informed to 71441, and then you can get this ebook for free. Appreciate the call, Tim.
You know what I like?
Can I also point out, go to shadowstats.com. We'll actually give you, it's not on my website, John Williams.
Nope, I'm familiar with it.
Yep, I recommend that for anyone that wants to get the real info.
Yeah, shadowstats.com I've used for years, and it's, you know, it's at least you should be informed as to what it says, even if you don't believe every single thing it says. But, I mean, you need to know that there's other sides to this particular equation. When the government spits out a number, it isn't necessarily that it probably isn't the truth. For God's sakes, it's full of liars and thieves. I mean, let's be serious. The government does not benefit when a recession comes on. Donald Trump and his administration is not going to get reelected if there's a recession going on. And
they're just hoping to kick the can to the next election, because there's a tremendous amount of people that really speculate that pretty much whoever the Democratic frontrunner is, you know, whether it's Elizabeth Warren, as in Hillary 2.0, or it's, you know, Joe Biden, that Trump's just not getting reelected is what a lot of people really feel. I mean, I personally don't really care. They're all a bunch of thugs anyways, but
you can see how important the prize is, though.
But if the Democrats have the next time, or, you know, in a year from now, they got it, this is probably when this thing's really going to come to a head, if it does.
Right.
Now, the greatest indicator is if the incumbent will win, the incumbent party will win, is the stock market performance 2 months before an election has an 86% track record of predicting who would win. So that's what they want to do. And Donald Trump, when he was in there, was saying, you know, things like the unemployment number is the most phony, fake number that's ever been invented by economists to make presidents and politicians look good. Almost an exact quote from Donald Trump back in 2016. But now it's his unemployment number, so he's got
his
own.
That's true.
And it just drives me absolutely nuts. But yeah, the last thing about the discount window is the Fed funds rate is only if banks borrow money from the Fed. But no banks want to out themselves of needing to borrow money from the Fed.
Free time live.
History classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling, from middle school to law school. To learn more, join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your invitation to a free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. That's lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. During a press conference at the UN in New York, President Trump says if there's transparency for me, there has to be transparency for the Democrats.
But also insist on transparency from Joe Biden and his son Hunter on the millions of dollars that have been quickly and easily taken out of Ukraine and China. Millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars taken out very rapidly while he was vice president. And I think they should have transparency for that. I've informed the leader about that.
President Trump also hints again at a possible trade deal with China.
And they want to make a deal very badly. And it could happen. Could happen. It could happen. It could happen sooner than you think.
On that news, your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 163 points to close at 26,971. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We were talking about the Fed overnight repo rate and just how odd it is that banks all over the United States are taking in a great deal of taking short-term loans to sort of make their legal obligations overnight. They haven't had to do that since 2008, and that's...
They've been doing crappy stuff, the banks, ever since they've existed, and more and more and more, because, of course, the banks control the politicians. I mean, that's all government is. It's this parasite that is there to protect the parasites that feed it, which are the banks and other industries. And they've just been able to get away with it and get away with it and get away with it and get away with it. And now, you know, and you got, like, Jeffrey Epstein's, and you are worth billions, hundreds of billions of dollars for whatever reason. And you got... You know, just crazy things going on, and it's all going to come out in the wash someday.
Presumably, it will come out in the wash. I mean, how could it not come out in the wash? And if you want to be ready, if you want your business ready maybe this is a huge surge in cryptocurrency once people realize what's going on. Seems to have happened every other time there's been some kind of, you know, problem with the monetary system. Bitcoin's made a run. Cryptocurrencies have made a run. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. If you operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, it's never been easier, thanks to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's no paperwork, no approval process to open account. I mean, it's easy, and you should probably do it sooner rather than later because, well, you'll be ready, and you'll have this loyal group of people that wants to do business with you. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. Got Nathan calling in from Ohio. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I wanted to ask the guy in the back, why do you think politicians such as Elizabeth Warren and Biden are thugs?
All right. He's saying exactly, but you can address the issue.
Sure. Well, I would say Elizabeth Warren is Hillary 2.0. Because all the same interests that have backed Hillary for years are all backing Elizabeth Warren. And Elizabeth Warren, like, amongst her people that deal with her, you know, they basically say she's, like, not nice and she's kind of nasty. There's just, like, a whole bunch of similarities. And she is pure establishment. She's lied about several things. She gets caught for it. And like Hillary, she gets these gigs to go speak at these universities and colleges for like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, and she's a she and, you know, and she's running for the Democrat and she's establishment. I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Yeah, I think that the terminology thug, when applied to politicians, what it means is, you know, mafia don. They're the ones that give the orders and that sort of thing. And Elizabeth Warren proposes to be somebody who rules you. Admittedly, come 2020,
there's all
somebody
kinds
will rule you.
Good names for government, you know, individuals. Goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, thugs, mafia, gang, idiots, liars, thieves, lunatics, killers, gang members. And those were all real good. So just whichever one comes to mind, you know, works well, and I just use it.
They're the most successful organized crime syndicate in the given geographic area.
They have no competition.
They may have competition, but they're very good at snuffing it out. Right, they work on that every day, is trying to snuff out any competition when it comes to organized crime.
The only code enforcement officer is going to come to your house or your place of business and start writing you fines is wearing a shiny badge.
Probably true. I mean, there used to be people who did protection, right? Gangs actually did. Hey, it'd be a shame if something terrible happened to your business here, right? Right.
Yep.
Hey, if you don't pay your something bad could really happen, and I don't want to be responsible for that, so you probably should just pay your bill. And what is the operable difference between some guy with a Hollywood Italian accent making a ridiculous threat against your business and the government saying, look, if you don't want us to shut you down, you got to pay your licensing fees?
The only difference I can see is flags and badges. That's really the only.
You know why the bad guy, why the mafia guy, what he's going to do? He's really clear about he's going to break your stuff up.
Right.
But with the, you know, with the government, that's not the case.
Oh, they'll make it very clear. You fiddle around with them long enough, they'll make it clear that you need an occupancy permit, you need a license to operate, and you know, depending on your town, you need all kinds of stuff. And some people run right for it, right? Oh, well, we're going to do business. Let's run right out and ask the government how much money we need to give them.
Hey, look in those blue pages, everybody.
And I'll tell you, we operate Free Talk Live here in Southwest New Hampshire, and the best of my knowledge, we've got no licenses for anything. I'll be willing to bet that if we had moved in here back in 2006 and we had rang up the local
they would have
bureaucrats,
found something for you.
They would have absolutely found us a license that we needed to spend some money on. Maybe it was $100. Maybe it was $500.
Well, when you ask for permission, I mean, basically, you're begging, them for something, and they're going to look for something, some way to extort some money and, you know, gain some power over you.
Why? Look, if you run any other organization and somebody picks up the phone and gives you a call and says, all right, can you think of any reason why I should give you some money? It's your job to come up with a reason why they should give you some money. So why, ladies and gentlemen, would you imagine that the government is any different? I'm sure
not any organization. Honest folks, honest organizations will say, no, I can't help you. Just like for you, for example, Mark, if somebody calls you and wants to advertise a product that you know that you're not going to be able to sell to the
right.
You tell them, we're not the ones for you. You're straight up with them. And there are very few people that do that.
Right, but I will help them find somebody, someplace that they can advertise, and that's one of the things. The government absolutely will come up with a license for you, whatever it is. I'm sure in the history of governments across the United States and around the world that somebody has picked up the phone and called them up and they said, nah, we got nothing to sell you. But I bet it's rare.
There are some decent people who do work in government.
Sure.
They're hard to find. And a lot of times these decent people who work in governments are in really small towns and like the town clerk. And when you're in a small town and you're a town clerk and everybody's your neighbor and knows your name, well, it's kind of harder to be a scumbag and get away with it to where, like, in cities, it's really easy to do, and obviously state level, it's easy to do. And then, of course, the federal level, I mean, it's almost required to, maintain being in the federal government.
And, I've never even considered calling the federal government, but I bet they could find a license for me, too, if I really looked hard.
You call the federal government, you're going to get passed around to 30, 40 people. Most people just get sick and tired of it and hang up the phone.
Right. You can get somebody.
Right. The FCC did at one point have a DJ or talk show host license, but they have long since abandoned it. But you can still get a license to broadcast as a ham radio operator. But that's not quite the same. Interesting that I have far wider reach than any ham radio operator could ever imagine having, but they don't require a license from me, but for the ham operator, they do.
Well, it shouldn't require a license for you to talk about what you want. That sounds like an extreme violation of this First Amendment protected, freedom.
Well, they do have a license for the radio stations. So any radio station, basically...
That's because they think they own the specific frequencies upon which they have restricted or regulated, and there's certain frequencies that are, like, open that you can do things on up to, like, certain, like, wattages or whatever.
Yeah, they claim that the airwaves are owned by the public in the public's interest, as though my interests have ever been met by a radio station. I don't even know what that means, that it's in my interest. But
at least they don't claim to own the internet yet. But I'm sure they'll keep on trying. And and thanks to the internet, we can have people just broadcasting all they want, unregulated, unrestricted, no permission slips.
Right. It's
and no problems.
You could do a podcast, and somebody can go listen to your podcast. You say whatever you want. When it comes to the radio, oh no. Youngster may be under their covers right now with a flashlight, reading a comic book, listening to a transistor radio, and they could hear you say a wordy dirt.
Dirty word.
And 20 years ago, we literally couldn't do this.
Right? I mean, come on. I mean, how many 11-year-olds are snuggled up to a transistor radio at this point? 855-450. Well, back in the day.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Michael.
Michael, you brought in a story that I find very interesting. It's about, I guess, people beating... I'm not sure whether you call these stuffed animals or plushes. I think the new term is plush. But before we go on, we got a... Jay, you've got an event coming up this evening?
Oh, yes. Right after the show. Well, shortly after, at 10:30, we're going to start Freer Talk Live, which will be myself, Nobody, and Silver Dave, and we're going to talk about Silver and financial stuff, Nobody's campaign, a possible horse-drawn carriage ride through Keene. We're working on organizing for Nobody's campaign, possibly Aria and Ian. They're also running, so we'll get everybody involved on a little hayride.
That does sound like fun.
Yeah, hopefully we can make the dates work. As long as it doesn't interfere with my brother's schedule, because he's got the horse and the trailer and all that, so...
You can swear and drink whiskey on Freer Talk Live, too, right?
That's right.
That you can.
It's pretty much uncensored. We just, we're not going to, none of us guys that are on there are racist anyway, so we're not too worried about that. The only thing, the terms, we basically got to abide by Discord and Twitch's terms, because that's where we're broadcasting on.
So the story comes from, what is it, ctvnews.ca, and... Michael, go ahead.
Somewhere in Canada. So yeah, I think the concept is that instead of beating the children, the parents have decided to beat the children's stuffed teddy bears and other stuff.
Right. You showed me one of these videos.
Yeah, it was lunacy. The baby's face. Dad, what are you...
I was prepared to be sort of middle of the road on this, but... I am no longer that way. So here's what happened. The gentleman, you don't look good beating anything on video.
Unless it's like a truck. Those things are pretty good beating trucks.
Maybe a mugger that you just thwarted, you're fine. But
they cut that video of you beating a mugger in the wrong location, and you just look like a mugger yourself. But yes. I'm not going to have a problem with it. But I'm going to tell you what I saw in the video. That doesn't mean that I don't have any idea what's going on before or after. I'm telling you what I saw in the video. Gentleman picks up the spoon, puts it towards, would you call it a baby? Toddler?
Toddler. Toddler shakes his head.
Right. Small toddler, large baby. Toddler shakes his head. He's learned no at this
yes.
point.
Yippee. I don't want it.
Do love that. And then the guy puts the spoon to the mouth of a Mickey Mouse doll.
Correct.
And then kind of shakes it so it says shaking its head.
As if Mickey's saying, no, Dad, I don't want that.
Right. And then he puts the spoon down and he punches. I'm not talking about bends over and paddles. Punches in the face multiple times.
Mickey.
Now, no violence has occurred here. Like, no human has harmed a human.
Just
but
Mickey.
I'm pretty sure this qualifies as a threat. And
well, the baby's face certainly saw it as a threat.
Right. So then he picks up the spoon. He proffers it to the baby.
Baby's mouth wide open.
The baby opens his mouth right up. So it was effective, but it didn't look good.
The baby understand what Dad was trying to convey.
I will punch you in the face if you do not eat this food. Now, maybe he was telling the truth, maybe he wasn't. I suspect he was not telling the truth. He was sort of lying through demonstration.
Two things come to mind when I hear this. I didn't watch the video. But first off, if the kid doesn't want to eat, you know, what are you going to do? Force feed them? Are you going to be like my grandmother who's like, don't leave the table till you finish your food? And then she wonders why,
that's how
you know,
it was for
wonders
me.
Why some of her grandchildren are, you know, overweight. And kids aren't going to let themselves starve to death. But, you know, I see a lot of people who have kid eating issues. They're letting the kids eat junk food all day long and they're getting all their calories from junk food.
That is number one. So my son is not a great eater. It's frustrating, and he's limited himself down to a small amount of things that he likes to eat. But at the very least, the foundation that my wife built early on was he knows he's got to eat vegetables with every meal. And he's got a list of them he's willing to eat, so he'll eat the cucumbers. Not a vegetable, I understand. Carrots. There's, you know, some romaine lettuce she'll put on the plate. Whatever it is that she puts out there, and there's a... Again, I'm not saying he's eating beets, okay? He's not. But there are... He understands that he has to eat these things, and that's just the end of the story. But, I mean, you know, chicken fingers pizza, these kind of things, these are what kids want to eat. And when they get candy, it's sugar. It's addictive. When you give your kids sugar, of course, it's an appetite suppressant. Of course, they're not going to want to eat.
Scientists have designed these sugars, these ingredients, and these, you know, popular food options, chicken fingers and french fries and whatnot. And the easiest way to infuse these designer ingredients that are very palatable and desirable by the body is to fry them into whatever. I mean, I have a friend who he's like, you could literally fry cat turds and people would probably eat them.
Look, they're deep fried in cartoon packaging.
And the other part of this, I was thinking, so by beating the stuffed animal,
Mickey,
this is kind of what the government does to us every day when they have, like, for example, Ross Ulbricht doing double life in prison is a fine example of the same exact strategy. This is what you're going to do if you create a marketplace that you don't let us regulate. We're going to put you in prison for double life. Plus, that's, you know, pretty much the equivalent of beating a stuffed animal in front of a baby, as far as I'm concerned. And this,
it's a demonstration, right?
It's a demonstration.
You're not trying to punish the stuffed animal, and you're not trying to punish Ross Ulbricht. You're trying to send a message. And when you're sending a message, you're punishing somebody for the future deed of someone else, and that's wrong.
Speaking of Ross Ulbricht, I got a letter from him the other day. Thanking me for the money I raised at the auction at Porkfest.
Very good.
Which was pretty cool.
Michael, would you go on with this story here?
Yeah, so I didn't start. We got sidetracked on just don't beat your kids. I guess that's what this is really about. So, one parenting consultant. Well,
I would be willing to say that a properly administered spanking is probably psychologically a better thing to do than what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, it's more clear about what you want then and what not to do, but
I mean, this is crazy. It's crazy. Go ahead.
This dad's parents failed him. That's what I would expect, and he's just not breaking the cycle of stupid yet.
How can a kid learn to respect their parent that does that stuff? Because it's just it's ludicrous.
They learn to fear him.
There's a big difference between fear and respect. I never once feared my dad. I always respected him.
That's good. The respect, though, you got to earn that one, and that takes a little bit of effort and speaking to yourself when you want to beat the stuffed animal or the kid.
I know.
Not doing it.
No, don't.
So a disturbing practice, parents beating stuffed animals to scare kids into eating. One parenting consultant said it's disturbing that some parents have been beating stuffed animals today, bears in front of their children. Some parents have been posting videos of themselves hitting the stuffed animals of children who refuse to eat as a way to coerce or intimidate them into taking a bite. A Twitter video that has gone viral since it was posted last week shows a child refusing to eat a certain food.
Yeah, we don't know what it is. Probably baby food, you know, God knows.
It looks like spaghetti.
Pureed, whatever.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
Then the adult offers the food to a stuffed toy that also refuses to eat. That's when the toy gets punched.
Like, really punched. I mean, this isn't just... If you hit a kid the way this toy got hit, you could very well kill it.
Yeah, Dad's face, he meant it. You could tell that, you know, he was angry, he wasn't faking it, and he was like, this is what I will do to you if you don't eat this. So in other videos released around the same time, the children do end up eating the food, but appear to be shocked or distressed.
I thought the kid in that video looked shocked and distressed, frankly.
I concur.
This is going to create some, what do they call, like, these people who eat anxiety eating or...
Eating disorders.
How could it not create an eating disorder is what I want to know.
Anorexia, bulimia.
Something. Overeating, not eating, whatever. Something.
Well, I'm sure that it'll create a certain amount of them that say, hey, I was threatened with a punched stuffed animal when I was a kid. Why can't I do it?
Grandmother said, if you don't eat that, you know, you're not going out to play, and then you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, and that's what you're eating for breakfast. That was about it.
I think was what was told to me, and at some point or another, I'd eat that cold food. I don't know. I mean, I get the parents are frustrated. This is clearly a frustrated dad in this video. I'm just saying that there's certain tactics that I would keep off limits. When it comes to administering spankings and these sorts of things, I basically err on the side of don't do it, because my presumption is the vast majority of Americans, and frankly people around the world, are probably not child development experts and probably shouldn't be resorting to something as violent as spanking.
Yeah, especially when they do it out of anger.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I heard your commercials for a long time, and I kept thinking, yeah, I'll look into that, and I just never did, and finally I gave you guys a call and started. So I did tell the doctor when he asked me what I was doing. I said, have you heard of Balance of Nature? And he says, yeah, he actually had taken it at one time. I said, well, I'm doing that. And I feel great. You know, I think it's helping in everything. And he says, well, good. He says, I should start that up again. I'm just happy, and I'm going to stick with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.